Even though the school day is over, my work is far from done. I look at my room. It's full of pencils, pens, paper, and entangled desks everywhere. As I begin to clean my room, I close my eyes and I imagine it's spotless. There is nothing that frees my mind more without a doubt than going through my classroom and throwing things out. Every day I'm freed from material prison as I go through it and throw pens, pencils, and papers in their respective bins. I walk along the hallways, and profanity I mutter. I see my room and its endless clutter. But then I look to my left and I smile. I see an accounting room with paper neatly stacked in a pile. I can picture my dad saying, "I'll tell you once more before I explode, I am not a liar. These crumbs and wires on the classroom floor are sure to start a fire." I submitted my Christmas list to Mom, and she said, "Fox, you need a football like you need a hole in the head." Looking back at my life, if doing it again, I'd wake up and suit up and be a garbage man. A pack rat or a hoarder, I'm not. To me, zero adds up to a lot. I leave my classroom for the final time that day and lock the door. I'm exhausted. I'm almost at the door when a student grabs me, who I've never had in class, but I know her very well. She says, "Hey, I read your book in the library today. I liked it a lot. I'm going to buy one." Just when I think I want to give up all hope, I look into the eyes of someone that's a reason, the reason I'm a teacher. I think back to my sophomore year of high school. I'm in study skills, my head's down, and I'm tired. I hear a knock on the door. It's my English teacher, Mr. Ranger, giving me a thumbs up, just making sure that I'm okay. The early was a day-to-day struggle. I went from bad to worse, and the pain doubled. Never far from imminent danger. For the tough and the unforgiving, I was no stranger. Closure to me seemed impossible, but toughness, I had that, and it was plentiful. I turned my pain into inspiration, and every day I gave it a game-faced salutation. Hello, tough times. Here's a pit stop to a happy life. Because what's Victory Highway without some struggle and strife? I'm almost at my car when I trip and tumble. A colleague who has been sitting in her car rolls down her window and says, "Young man, are you okay?" Maybe I've never been all right, but I'm still here, and I intend to live every day to the best of my ability.